But see, I don't care anymore. I feel good, so I'm confident, and I wear what I want to wear. I'm 33 years old now, so I'm doing good. He didn't tell you, I'm from Chicago, Illinois. That's a big accomplishment that I'm 33 years old and here. Thought it was a big deal.
It's a big year, 33. This is the Jesus year. That's when Jesus died. He was 33. Anybody keeping track? It only takes 33 years on earth for you to become an immortal God in the hearts and minds of men forever. So if you're over the age of 33, you failed. Like, you had just the same amount of time as Jesus. And what did you do? You went on Instagram. That's what you did with your time. That's what you did. Looking at the transformation photos, don't those get addictive? They do. Somebody's big, then they get little, and then they know everything about the world now. Don't they? Aren't they just so enlightened when they lose weight? It's amazing. I like the before person. Every time. Like, you ever met the before person? Weren't they cool? Then they lost the weight, and they're not cool anymore. Your friends who lost the weight, they're not cool anymore. You can't even eat at the same places anymore. You know, they used to be cool. I had a friend that recently came out to me as vegan. Have you ever had that happen to you? Isn't that uncomfortable? You can't just spring vegan on somebody. You have to sit your friend down and say, hey, I think I might be vegan. I'm having vegan thoughts. But you can't go to the same rib joint you've been going to me with for the last 10 years and just spring that on me in public. We were at the table talking like we normally do. Waiter came over. We knew him. And she went, do you have any vegan options? And we all laughed, and then it got quiet. And he thought she was playing. So he went, yeah, there's the tablecloth. Now we're laughing still. She's not laughing, okay? He picks up on it before I do, that she's being serious. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry, I guess I'll see if I can pull some strings for you. And I said, oh, how about you pull some strings from this tablecloth? We don't talk anymore, her and I. It's just, that's how it happened. I mean, were we dating? No, but I knew her for 10 years. Like, was I in the friend zone? Yes, but she would let me come out for air every now and again. You know, like, I felt valued. Now what? Now I'm alone again. Now when I'm on Tinder, first thing I ask if I have a match, I'm like, hey, are you a meat eater? Nobody answers back. I'm just saying, think about your friends before you go vegan. I don't even think that was my point. My point was that Jesus never had to deal with social media. You know what I mean? I think that's vaguely important to becoming a God, because let's look at his story. Go back to the Bible. The Bible covers Jesus from when he was a baby in the manger all the way up until he was 12 years old. And then it skips a couple steps and catches right back up with him when he's 30. I don't know your life, but if you're anything like me, year 13 through 29 was a little fucked up at times. And all the public saw it. Talk to somebody who met me when I was 30 years old versus somebody who met me when I was 20. Have them describe me. See what you come back with. Person that met me when I was 30, oh, Alvin? Oh yeah, he's a stand-up guy. I like him. He's got his stuff together. The one that met me at 20 would be like, nigga, please, who are you trying to fool? Who's this for? Who's this act for? Who's the girl? Talk to me. I'm not saying that I could have become a god, okay? I'm just saying maybe Jesus was a generally cool dude who had an expunged juvie record. Have you ever thought about it? You don't know. The whole thing just seems suspicious sometimes. He comes back into town when he's 30 instantly, like the law is following this dude. At 30, when he comes back into town, that's a little fishy. Imagine you come back into town, 30 years old, the police are following you around instantly. See, that only happens one of two ways. That's how I know either Jesus had a prior criminal record that nobody knew about, or he was simply a person of color. That's all it takes. But that's for you to choose. That's whatever your beliefs are.